I don't know if you've ever been to Olive Garden. There's no reason for you to go to Olive Garden.
Well, don't make me sound like a snob. The reason I don't go to Olive Garden is because I can't have pasta because I have celiacs. I don't eat meat because I've been a vegetarian my entire... I'm weird with food. So it's not that I don't go to Olive Garden because I'm a snob. I don't go to Olive Garden because there's just nothing on the menu that I could eat and not get sick afterwards.
No, you don't go to Olive Garden because you live in New York. And if you live in New York City, there's no reason you should be shot to death if you go to an Olive Garden instead of going to Little Italy and getting real food.
Right. And there's a Coppola's right in my neighborhood, you know, like Francis Ford Coppola's. Mm-hmm. And they have amazing Italian food. They do a gluten-free pasta that I can have there. They don't have gluten-free pasta at Olive Garden. At least last time I went, they didn't have it.
No, the food I had in Little Italy was next level. So there's no way you can go to Little Italy and go, let's go to Olive Garden. It just doesn't happen that way. Olive Garden.
You know, someone took me to Rao's. I mean, that was it. It's hands down the greatest Italian food in the world. I will never go into a Pizza Hut or an Olive Garden ever again because we got Rao's here.
Yeah, and every time I would drive by a Domino's, I would yell at them and say, why are you here? Do you not know next door is the best pizza you've ever tasted in your life? Right next, and people still go to Domino's. I don't know why. So, but Olive Garden is outside of New York City, is a famous place. There's always a line to get into the place, and it's pretty much fast food, Italian fast food.
It's not really fast food though.
I call it Italian fast food.
And David Seeley says the food. David Seeley says the food doesn't even look good in the commercials for Olive Garden.
I don't even know if there is an Olive Garden on Long Island. If there is,
we didn't see any. Yeah, we were there.
Yeah. So, but the waiters and waitresses are talking now. The worst thing about being at an Olive Garden for them.
Oh, what is it?
So the things that they absolutely hate about Olive Garden.
Oh, great. Let's hear it.
The absolute number one worst thing was never-ending pasta bowl. It was a promotion they had where you walk in, it's $9. You can eat all the pasta you want till your head pops off.
Was it a pasta bar where you go up and take it yourself or the waiters have to bring it to you?
They have to bring it to you. So you finish one plate, they bring you another plate, then they bring you another plate. They're talking about people would sit there for 3 hours eating this crap. Somebody would even throw up and continue to eat.
Just to get their money's worth.
So you know if it's $9.90 or it was $7.99. So $7.99, they're going to give you a $10 tip and say that's a 30% tip.
Right. That's right.
You know, so they just ran back and forth for 3 hours for $3.
And are the drinks bottomless as well?
The drinks, I don't know if they were or not, but the salads now, unlimited. So they still have unlimited salad and breadsticks. So people...
Who's having unlimited salad? Who? Who's
the salads are actually pretty good. I once brought a table of salad to their table. One guy dumped the whole salad bowl on their plate and said, I'll take more, please. So just eating nonstop salad.
Okay.
So yeah, anything labeled as endless is truly endless. So people will stuff themselves until they are literally sick. They say the kitchen at Olive Garden, the cleanest kitchen they've ever seen.
Oh, I'm happy to hear that. Phew.
Yeah. So they walk in and they go, "What? I wasn't expecting this." But yeah, so clean. Also, the employees aren't allowed to eat any breadsticks.
Because?
They churn them out so fast. Because people, they're unlimited breadsticks. So people, and the breadsticks are just so freaking good. So there's always breadsticks coming out. So that's the worst part, is you have to carry these things out. They smell so good, and you can't have one.
you're not allowed to have any. Right. Which makes sense, because I worked in a Mexican restaurant and they would make their own chips. Mm-hmm. And it was the same thing where you would bring a bowl of chips and then turn around and they'd be like, can we have more chips, please? And then you had to go to where they were making the chips. And we couldn't eat any of them, because if we ate, they wouldn't be enough for the customers, because they really went through the chips and salsa like crazy.
The other unlimited thing they have, unlimited soup. And soup is a pain in the ass, because it takes prep time to make the soup, and the server has to do that. It's not something the chef does, the server does. So it's unlimited soup. So every time they want another bowl of soup, they have to go back and prep that.
I will tell you, as a former server, that specifically soup, so the way they would serve it, you had to get a plate that had a doily on it. You had to already have the doilies on the plate. So it had a stack of plate, doily, plate, doily, plate, doily. So you had to make sure the doily was on there nice. And then you put the bowl on top. And the reason why you do the doily is so it doesn't move around. So it stays in place. You can bring it over. And then some of the soups were in parts. Like if there was corn soup, they had the corn broth and then the corn separate, and you had to put them together yourself. And then there was a little bowl to garnish it. So that's just one bowl that you're doing that with. Now imagine you have a table of eight and you got to sit there and put together eight soups, you know?
And everybody has unlimited soup at that table. You're never leaving. One waiter said, I once saw a customer take out a part of her weave and put it in her pasta. She then told me she found it in there and wanted her meal comped.
No, get out of here.
Yeah, so there's a hair in it. That looks like your hair. No, it's hair.
Yeah, it's pink, and yours is pink, and we have four bald guys in the kitchen right now.
So that's your hair. We're not giving that to you for free. It doesn't happen too often, but customers do like to steal the cheese graters.
Really?
Yeah, they're kind of expensive and they want the at-home Olive Garden experience, so they steal the cheese graters.
Do they leave the cheese grater at your table? Because most restaurants, you come over and you grade the cheese and then you bring it back to the kitchen. You don't leave it there at the table.
No, I guess because if you want a lot of cheese, they just say, here, you do it. Have fun.
Here, you do it. Okay.
Coffee is another most annoying thing to serve. You have to get a pitcher to fill it up full of coffee, get a cup, saucer, spoon, and a little cup with cream and a grabs of sugar. It just takes forever.
Yeah, that's every restaurant. Like every restaurant, the coffee situation. And then if you also offer cappuccinos or lattes, those take a while to make as well. Those are not easy to make, and that takes some time. And what sucks is if you're a server and you have to do your own cappuccinos and you have like eight tables and you're there making like five cappuccinos, the rest of the tables are like, what the hell happened to her? Where'd she go?
If you make a complaint and given a gift card by the restaurant, the gift card actually looks different than a standard gift card that you purchase as a gift. So this is because you can have just people complaining and getting nonstop gift cards, and they know who you are.
So the gift card for complainers is like, let's say, red, whereas a regular gift card is white. So if someone hands you a red gift card, you're just like, whoa, yeeks. Yeah. Okay, so this person's not tipping me.
When they sit down, they give you that. Oh, God.
But why don't they have a salad bar and a soup bar? And I know they can't now because of COVID. Mm-hmm. But before COVID, they should have had it where you go take it yourself. I mean, I like that about, like, you know, what was that? The Golden Corral. It's great. You just pay something, they hand you a plate, and you're on your own. I love that.
Yeah, they're so happy they don't have that anymore. Golden Corral, I can imagine. There's still Golden Corrals in the South, and you drive by and they're packed. People still go. I don't get that at all. How you can walk into a buffet now and stand in line? People do it.
No, they outlawed buffets in New York at the beginning of COVID because they were like, everyone here is dying, no more buffets. That's the first thing I got rid of.
Yeah, no, you can't do that in the South because we would all starve. Right. We're like, what? No buffets anymore? I don't know how to eat. Shit, I got to go to Olive Garden and have them bring me salad. I don't know. No, there's a buffet on every street corner here.